Saturday, 9:06 a.m. My phone lights with two threads on top. The brunch thread with my two closest friends. The new thread with him. The brunch plan sits set from 2 days ago. Small place on Maple. Late morning slot. My friend sent a photo of the menu last night with three circles around dishes we like. I type on the brunch thread first. On my way at 10:40. Hart replies land. His text arrives as I lace shoes. A photo of eggs in a pan and the line. Stay in with me and eat slow. A second line follows. I grabbed fresh fruit. Quality time beats the crowd. He adds a heart. I look at my calendar on the wall. I wrote brunch in pen. I set my phone down and breathe. I type a short reply. I have brunch at 11. He sends a quick face and the line. I thought we said we needed a quiet morning. We did not. He sends a third message before I answer. I picked up your favorite fruit. 9:18 a.m. knock. Two taps. He stands in the hall with a small bag and a bright smile. He steps in when I step back. He loads fruit into a bowl. He takes a pan from the rack with the same hand he uses for everything. He moves like a person who wants a plan to lock into place. He cracks eggs and talks about the way small places eat your time. He says my friends love me, then asks if they love the time I keep for us. I check the clock. 9:27. I speak one sentence. I have brunch at 11. He nods. He answers with a soft voice. We can eat fast and I will drive you over. He squeezes a half orange over the pan. He sets plates on the table. He pulls out a fresh jar of jam from his bag and smiles like he landed a trick. He knows what I like on toast. He spreads a thin layer with the back of a spoon. He does not ask if I want it. I send a quick note on the brunch thread, running a few minutes behind. Save me a seat. A heart lands with a photo of coffee mugs. I eat, but my body feels like it leans forward. He talks about how rooms feel calmer with no rush. He says the line about ease again. He sets his fork down and looks at me. He says we can skip once. He says my friends stack plans on weekends and leave no room for us. 10:06. I stand to rinse plates. He reaches around me to turn off the faucet with his wrist. He places his hand on my elbow for one beat. He says he hates to see me spun up. He uses the word spun like a doctor who wants to stop vertigo. He offers to call the place to move the slot. He knows my full name in the system would help. I do not give him that number. I say I will text. I grab my tote. He steps into my path. He picks a hair from my shirt with two fingers. He says the place on Maple runs loud. He says one friend always brings a topic that drains me. He says the other checks a phone and makes me repeat myself. He says he knows because I told him. I did not tell him that in a direct way. He caught two lines over weeks and stitched them. The stitch lands clean. 10:21. I leave a voice note on the brunch thread. I say I will be tight on time. One friend replies with the line, "We will hold the table as long as they let us." The other says no pressure if I feel wiped. He watches my face and nods in a way that says see. He holds out my coat like a valet. The move looks smooth. I slide my arms in and move toward the door. Elevator. 10:28. We ride down. Door opens on the lobby. One of my friends from the brunch thread steps through to pick up a pastry first. She sees me and grins. She hugs me. She steps back and looks at him with a kind face. She asks if he is joining. He says he needs to get back to a call. She says she will see me in 10. She touches my arm and leaves. Doors close. He stands with his hands in his pockets. He watches the floor numbers tick, then leans toward me with a soft voice. He says my friend drinks too much and turns every story into hers. He says her energy weighs on me. The line cuts sharp in a space that holds old carpet smell and the thud of the lift. I swallow. I study the door. He adds the quote he wrote for this chapter without a hitch. They don't get us like I do. We step out to the lobby. Air sits cool on skin. My phone buzzes with a photo from the table at the cafe. My friends hold up menus like signs. He tips his head toward the door and says he parked nearby. He says he can drop me and pick me up when done. He names a time slot that leaves no room for another plan. I say I will walk. He pauses then smiles. 11:07. I text that I am 10 minutes out. A server says the table will slip if I do not sit by 11:20. I jog two blocks. I meet them at the host stand. We sit. Coffee arrives. I take a breath. One friend asks if everything feels good at home. The other watches my face. I pour cream. I say his pace runs tight. I say he treats my time like a shared calendar. I touch the mug and hold it there. Both friends listen. They drop eyes to their laps at the same time. Then both look up. One says she felt a shift. The other says she saw a bag outside my door on a weeknight and did not want to intrude. They tell me they miss slow time with me. They ask for one night a week that sits immune. No swaps. No drop-ins. A block with my name written in thick pen. I nod and feel my throat open a notch. Food arrives. We eat in lines and pauses like we always do. We trade small stories. We talk about the movie we watched last month. We laugh once, loud enough to turn ahead. I think about speed. I think about who sets it. I think about how often I check his face before I name a plan. The thoughts leave heat in my chest. I drink water and hold the glass in both hands. 12:31, my phone vibrates. He sends a photo of a small table with two bowls and steam, no faces. He writes, "Made lunch if you need to reset after the noise." I place the phone face down. One friend eyes the phone and lifts a brow. I shake my head and change the subject. We walk out into bright sun. One friend heads east for a shift. The other heads with me for three blocks. We stop at the corner near my building. She squeezes my hand. She says three sentences. "Hold a night for you. Tell me if you want me at your door on that night for cover. You do not need a reason to say no." She slides her arm through mine for two steps. Then she peels off toward the train. I cross the courtyard. He sits on the low wall by the entry. He stands when he sees me. He asks if it felt like a rest or a drain. He asks before he says hello. I say it felt good. He nods in a way that looks supportive and sounds like a tally. He touches my elbow. He asks what I want to do next. The word next hooks something behind my ribs. I say I want an hour alone to read. He says he will run an errand. Afternoon passes. 4:02 p.m. He texts a plan for later. Dinner at the small place on Birch. The one with the corner table. I already set a hangout with a friend at 7. Open mic at a cafe on 3rd. A cousin plays two songs. I send him the line. "I have plans at 7. He replies fast. He writes that he forgot, and that the open mic runs long and leaves me wiped. He offers to meet after for dessert. He names the dessert I like. He adds a heart. I reply with a single word. Booked. He sends a thumbs up. He does not send a time for a next day plan. Relief settles in for an hour. 6:38 p.m. I pull on a jacket and step into the hall. I hit the elevator button. Doors open. He stands inside with two cups in a holder and a small bag. He smiles like fate did this. He says he came to walk me to the cafe. He hands me a cup. Same order. He lifts his own cup for a small toast. He asks if we can stop by the corner and watch light on the river for 5 minutes first. He says 5 in a tone that makes 5 feel small. We stop at the corner for 7 minutes. He talks about a title for a photo series he wants to shoot. He asks my input. My friend texts that she is in line at the door. I say I need to go. He tips the cup to his lips and nods. He walks me to the cafe entry. He leans in as if to kiss. I give cheek. He smiles without the eyes and steps back. He says to text when I leave, so he can meet me at the corner. I say I will go home after with my friend. He says he will walk us both and then peel off. He sells it like a chivalry move. I say no. He smiles with his mouth only. He says enjoy the night. Inside, my friend waves from the back. The room smells like coffee and old wood. A woman reads from a page. A man tunes a guitar near a stool. My friend slides me a chair. We watch two sets. We clap. We whisper after a rough chord. We laugh when an amp squeals, and the sound tech swats a cable like a fly. 9:12 p.m. We step to the sidewalk. Night air sits soft. She lifts a hand to hail a ride. A shadow steps from the corner. He appears with two cups and the bag from the elevator. He says he brought a pastry for us to split. He says the walk back will feel good after all that sitting. He does not check my face first. He sets the bag in my friend's hand like a host. She thanks him and looks at me. I keep my voice steady. I say we set this hangout last week. He nods. He says he knows. He says he wanted to make it easy at the end. He turns to my friend with a polite smile and adds a line about dark streets and how pairs feel safer. She nods with a tight mouth. She says she needs to talk with me for 5 minutes. She asks him to give us a block. He steps back with a smooth face and points to a spot near the bus stop. He waits there and watches the sidewalk. We walk toward my building. She lowers her voice. She says he folds himself into plans like he owns stock in them. She asks if I feel free to set a night and keep it. I say I want to. She says name it out loud to me and to him. She says text Splur. I nod. We stop at my door. She hugs me. She waits while I unlock. I push the door open and step into the frame. She says she will call when she gets home. I say thank you. We smile. Then we both turn our heads. He stands 20 feet away with the cups in the holder and the bag. He lifts the holder like a toast. My friend lifts a hand without a smile. She leaves. He steps in slow with a careful face. He sets the bag on my mat. He says he only wanted to see me safe to my door. He says he will go. He hesitates. He asks if I will walk him to the elevator. I do not want to. I still do it. We ride down. Doors open. We stand alone under the lobby light. He asks what my plan looks like tomorrow. I say I need all day for myself. He takes a breath. He says he felt a wall tonight. He asks if a friend put ideas in my head. He says one line with no heat and a sharp edge. Your people stir up old fear. It slows your growth. He follows with a soft sentence. We need space from noise. I step back from him one half step. I hold my keys in my palm. I keep my voice low. I say my friends know my history and my baseline. I say they help me keep my own pace. He studies my face for a long second. He nods like he heard at least part of it. He steps aside. He says good night in a quiet tone. He does not touch me. He turns and walks toward the twin entry. Sunday, 10:12 a.m. My friend with the quick read texts an invite to a market and a park bench. She adds a photo of her dog in a bandana. I type yes. I put on shoes. I lock up. I step into the hall. He stands at my door with a smile and a set of keys on his index finger. He found a spare key under the plant in his place and twirls it while he talks. Not my key. His key. He says he plans to drive out to a trail and thought I would want fresh air. He raises the keys and asks if I want to ride out now. I hold the lock with my palm. I say I have a plan. He tips his head. He asks if I can move it. He says we need a long stretch away from the city to reset. He uses the word need. I swallow and shake my head. He looks at the door. He looks at me. He says he wants to know the time I get back, so he can cook. He frames it as care. He holds the keys and waits. I say I will text later. I step past him. He follows to the elevator. He does not speak. Doors open. We ride down. He stares at the floor counter. He says one line as we hit the lobby. It would help if your circle trusted what we have. I say they trust me. He opens his mouth, then closes it. The market runs busy. My friend hands me a coffee and a bag for greens. We sit on a bench and watch people pass. I tell her about the elevator, the wait outside the cafe, the line in the lobby, the way he names my friends as a drain. She listens and keeps her eyes on the path. A child drops a peach and laughs. She says, "Name the night out loud now." She says, "Send it to both threads," while she sits next to me. I pull my phone. I write a message in our thread. Wednesday stay mine. No plans. No drop-ins. Friends nights. Reading nights. Laundry. Whatever I want. She nods. I send it. I send him a copy. He replies 2 minutes later with a neutral line. Sounds good. Then a second line lands. We will shift things so we do not lose momentum. The word momentum rubs like sand in my shoe. Wednesday, 6:42 p.m. My door lock opens to the sound of my friend in the hall. We head out for dumplings. He steps from the stairs with a bag at the same second. He smiles wide. He says he thought we might want dessert after dinner. He holds the bag up like a lantern. My friend meets his eyes and says we already have plans for dessert. He nods and steps back. We pass. He watches us to the elevator and then to the door. The camera later shows him at my mat for 12 seconds. He looks at the keypad and then walks away. Friday night, 7:03 p.m. I stand in the entry with one shoe on and one shoe half on. A friend texts from the sidewalk. He is outside to pick me up for a short set at a small bar. I hear his steps in the hall. He reaches my door without a sound. He knocks once. I open a crack. He says he wants to talk 15 minutes before I go. I say I will be late. He says the friend outside uses me as a buffer in rooms, and I return home drained. He asks me to stay and have tea. He frames it as care for my energy. I say I am going out. He breathes in and holds it. He steps close to the frame and lowers his voice. He says he sees who drains me. He says he thinks we should pull away from some people and build our own circle. He He says my people will learn. He waits for my reply. I look at the clock. I see the friend outside shift weight from one foot to the other. My mouth feels dry. I speak one line. I pick my friends. I pick my plans. He nods. He holds both hands out, palms up, like a peace sign. He steps back. I pull the door open, slip out, and lock up. We ride the elevator with no words. He walks to the entry. He holds the door. My friend nods and watches my face. I walk past both and slide into the car. My friend asks if I want to skip. I shake my head. He pulls into traffic. I look back once at the glass. A figure stands inside the lobby with hands at his sides. The door closes on him. Night ends 2 hours later. My friend drives me home and waits while I walk to the door. He asks if I need him to come up. I say no. He taps the wheel twice and leaves. I reach my unit. I slide the key. I step in. I close the door and lean on it with both hands. The room sits quiet. I hear my heart. I breathe and count. I place my bag on the hook. I sit on the floor and untie my shoes. I think about small shifts over days. I think about how he threads himself through my plans with lines that sound like care. I think about the sentence in the lobby. Space from noise. I think about whose voice he calls noise. I pick up my phone and open a note. I write 3 lines for next week. One night set in ink. One rule that visits land only with a yes. One script for the first argument I know is coming about pace and routine. I write my side in plain words. I need space to keep my sense of self. I keep Wednesday nights. I name my friends as non-negotiable. I place the phone face down. The gallery sits on a side street with brick that holds the day's heat. Inside, light pools on white walls and matte frames. A few people move slow and quiet. No music. No wine yet. Only a table with water and thin cups. I stand near a canvas that shows a river in winter. Gray tones. Clean lines. Calm. He steps in at 6 on the dot. Jacket neat. Eyes bright. He spots me near the river and smiles like a man who knows the room. He kisses my cheek. His hand rests on my shoulder 1 beat longer than needed. He whispers my name like a secret. I breathe in and feel air slide down. Walk with me, he says. He steers toward a wall with small prints in a grid. He takes the spot beside me. He mirrors my stance without thinking. Feet set the same way. Hands at the same height. A staffer brings water. He takes both cups and places one in my hand with a flourish. He loves a small performance. We look at 6 frames in silence. Trees. A doorway. An empty bench. He leans in close to the glass. He speaks in a low tone. This feels like us. Same eye. Same pace. The words press into my chest like a thumb. I need to talk, I say. He nods, bright, ready for praise. I knew you felt the same. This is all lining up. Listen, I say. He tilts his head. Smile fixed. Eyes alert. He waits for me to pick a lane so he can match it. I face the prince and keep my voice level. I want the truth in the open. I want it plain. No scenes. No raised voices. Here works. These walls will keep us steady. He lifts a palm. Of course. We are easy together. I feel the word easy hit my ribs like a small hammer. I keep my eyes on the frames. I speak in short lines. 1. You mirror my choices to gain speed. Food. Music. Routes. Words. Clothing. You track what I name and what I do not name. He laughs soft. Charm first. We match. Some pairs match without effort. It's rare. It's good. 2. You hold back a half beat before you answer. You watch my mouth for a cue. Then you lock onto my line and call it yours. He tilts his head. I listen. That is care. 3. You place gifts without a name. You fill rooms with flowers and notes that use a pet name I did not accept. You push future talk into breakfast and dinner like you own the next month. He blinks. I went big. That is my style. Flowers are a love language. 4. You tried my door code. 2. You smiled while you did it. You lied about a joke we never shared. His smile drops a millimeter. I made a mistake. I heard numbers one night and thought they were yours. I backed off when you asked. I heard you. 5. You brought a box of strawberry wafers 7 minutes after I said the words for the first time. Not a favorite from my past. A test detail I planted. You framed it as luck. He shifts on his feet. I passed a shop that morning. I grabbed a treat for fun. We laughed about it. It was sweet. 6. you cued a track with a four-note rise on the exact night I planned to bring it up. I told no one. I did not say a title. You called it perfect night drive music. My line. He gives a soft shrug. We share taste. That is all. 7. You show up near me right after I post a place. You do not tag. You do not knock. You hover. You call it care in the dark. You call it safety. It feels like pressure. He looks at the frames. He places his cup on the ledge under the glass. He leans on both hands and breathes out long. The charm floats out of reach. People align, he says. People converge on the same spots. It happens. It keeps happening when I leave a trail. It fades when I go quiet. I keep my tone soft. Calm cuts deeper than heat. A couple steps between us and the wall, then moves on. He lowers his voice to a whisper. You want me to slow down? I will slow down. I will shrink gifts. I will ask before I plan. I will time my messages. Tell me the exact rules. I will follow every one. You already know my rules, I say. You heard them when I spoke them. You heard them when I wrote them. You heard them when I said no to the keypad and no to the drop-ins. You heard them and you slid around them. His mouth tightens. The denial arrives on cue. Coincidence piled on coincidence. You're reading into small things. You're tired from work. Your friends plant doubt. They feed fear because they want more of you. That is their pattern, not mine. I stand straight and fold my hands. I keep my eyes on the print. A door in shadow. A step in light. The line between both sits sharp and thin. He moves closer. We have something rare. Do not break it with spreadsheets and traps. Feel it. Trust it. I turn to face him. If you like me, like me. Not my reflection. He blinks hard. The line lands. It lands clean. His chest lifts. Falls. He reaches for my wrist. I step back. He stops. His face goes soft in a way that looks like grief and acts like leverage. Tears arrive without tears at first. Voice cracks. Lower lip trembles. He talks about old hurt. He says he learned to watch close because past lovers hid things. He says match keeps fear quiet. He says he needs match to breathe. I am not your cure, I say. He nods fast. I know. I know. I fix my own past. I swear. Give me a list. Give me a script. I will meet it beat for beat. I do not want a script, I say. I want space. I want choice. I want a pace that starts with me and not your need. He looks over my shoulder, then back. He weighs tactics. Tears rise for real now. He presses fingers to the corners of his eyes. He breathes like a man who lost a dog on a long road. You are leaving, he says. I am naming what is true, I say. A pattern sits here. I see it. I wrote it down. I feel it in my body. My friends feel it when you step into plans that do not hold your name. He grabs for charm again. I bring food. I bring light. I keep you safe at doors. I help with the small things. I lift weight from your days. You stack weight on my nights, I say. Flowers at the mat. Notes without my name. Plans that swallow other plans. Walks that start as drops and turn into hours. A staffer drifts near. She pretends to check labels. Her eyes flick from my face to his. She stands within earshot. He notices. He straightens. He smooths his shirt. He smiles at the staffer with both rows of teeth. We are fine, he says to her. She nods once and slides away. He turns back to me. The smile falls from his mouth like a cut string. What do you want right now? He asks. Tell me so I stop guessing. Truth in the open, I say. You do not love my taste. You love the rush of wearing my taste. You love the speed that gives. You love the control that hides inside agreement. You love the quiet power of leading me with my own words. He flinches. That is not fair. It is accurate. He shakes his head. He laughs one hard breath without sound. His eyes shine. He steps closer by an inch. Say I am wrong about one thing. Give me one miss. I will show you how I learn. This is not a quiz, I say. This is my life. He reaches for my hand again. Slow this time. Careful. I let his fingers touch air and no more. You keep pace with me, I say. You do not set my pace. Not anymore. He looks past me at the river canvas. He softens his voice. We felt good in the car. We felt good in your kitchen. We felt good in bed. Stop, I say. I do not raise my voice. He stops. We felt good when my choice led. I add. When your echo followed. Then you pushed. You wrapped the echo around me like a soft rope and called it care. He winces. He stares at the floor. A drop hits the back of his hand. He wipes it with his thumb. A couple steps by again. The room shifts. A new group enters. Light moves across frames as the door opens and shuts. He gathers himself and tries one more route. I will fix it. I will book a session. I will show you progress. I will give you access to my notes. I will prove I hear you. No, I say. Prove it to yourself. Prove it to a stranger with a license. Prove it with time I do not see. My job is not your repair. So this ends here, he says. This pattern ends here, I say. The rest depends on what you do when I step back. He wipes his face. He nods like a man at a sentence he hates. He breathes in slow. He looks calm again. Calm sits wrong on him now. Walk outside with me, he says. Air helps. I look at the exit. I nod once. We move toward the door. He stays one step ahead, and then slows so our shoulders line up. He opens the door and holds it. Night slides over my skin like a cool sheet. Streetlight hums. A bus rolls past and leaves a low growl in the air. We stand under the awning. People flow by. He stares at the ground for a long beat. He steps closer. He keeps his hands at his sides. I do not know how to stop wanting you near, he says. Wanting me near is not the same as keeping me near by wearing me, I say. He nods. He takes that in. He looks up and tries to arrange his face into something I trust. It fails. Do you want to ride home? He says. No, I say. I will walk. He nods again. He starts to speak. He stops. He tries a smile. He gives up. He whispers the pet name in a way that tries to bait my heart. Use my name, I say. He swallows. He uses my name. It sounds right again for 1 second, and then wrong. He steps back like the ground shifted an inch under his shoes. I turn toward the street. My chest beats hard but even. I take one step. He speaks behind me. Tell me when you get home, he says. I will not come up. I swear. No, I say. No more check-ins outside plans. No more drop-ins. No more late knocks. No more gifts I did not request. My door. My feed. My night. He raises both hands. He tips his head. I hear you. Good, I say. I walk. I keep my pace slow and set by my breath. I catch my reflection in a dark window. A single figure moves in clean lines. No twin. No echo. At the corner I stop and look both ways. Head left. Head right. Cross on the light. Air tastes like rain on brick. The city hums low. I do not look back. Halfway to my block, I pull my phone and type one line to a friend. Home in 10. She sends a heart and a short line. I am up. At my building I pause under the entry light. I breathe 3 slow rounds. In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. I step inside. The lobby sits empty. The elevator opens without a wait. I ride up with my hand on the rail. My heart stays high but steady. My door looks the same as it looked an hour ago. Mat straight. Lock untouched. No paper tucked under. I slide the key. I enter. I lock both locks. I stand and listen. Pipes. A footstep far away. A car horn 3 blocks over. My breath. I walk to the sink and drink a full glass of water. My hands shake, then stop. I place the glass on the counter and press my palms flat on wood. Heat drains from my face. The room settles. I do not post. I do not text him. I do not check the camera feed. I sit in the chair by the window and let my pulse return to its usual beat. A print on my wall catches street glow. The line down the middle looks like a cut, and also like a road. I think about the words I used and the words I left out. I did not bring up the list from my notebook. I did not bring up time gaps or pings or routes. I did not bring up old tags or new angles. I kept it on behavior I could speak without charts. That was enough. A small part of me wants to run back and ease his face. That part can wait in another room. I stay seated and hold 2 truths. He feels pain. I feel relief. Both exist. My job is my safety and my pace. My phone buzzes on the table. A friend again. One line. Proud of you. I send a heart. I stand and close the blind. I switch off the lamp. I walk to the bedroom and sit on the edge of the bed. My shoulders drop. My jaw releases. I lie back and stare at the ceiling. The fan cuts slow arcs through air. My body hums from the talk. That hum will fade. The record stays. I speak one line in the dark. If you like me, like me. Not my reflection. Hearing it out loud helps fix it in place. I roll to my side. I curl my hand under the pillow and breathe. Street noise thins. Sleep comes on foot, not at a run. Morning after the gallery. No message. No knock. No story view. Air sits still from kitchen to hall. I stretch. I drink water. I read one page. I go to work and keep my phone face down in a drawer. 12:04 p.m. First buzz. Then five more in a row. I open the screen. A block of messages stacks high. Sorry lines. Long texts with clean grammar and soft voice. He writes about sleep loss and a stomach in knots. He asks for lunch near my office. He lists three places I like. He ends with a photo of a table set for two. I lock the phone and walk outside. 1:11 p.m. 10 more messages. Voice notes arrive, each under a minute. He says he hears me. He says pace will slow. He says flowers were amiss. He tells a short story about a coach who taught him how to read people fast. He calls that skill a shield. I hear my own phrases threaded through. I save none of it. 2:32 p.m. shift in tone. He sends a single sentence with a sharp edge. He says my friends feed fear. He says we felt right until they stepped in. I do not answer. He sends a heart 5 minutes later. Then a photo from a river view. He writes a line that matches my caption from last week. Same four words. Same order. No credit. 4:18 p.m. apology again. He writes about old hurt and how match helps him breathe. He writes about a list he drew up after the talk. He says he will share it if I ask. He drops a new pet name and deletes it 1 minute later. He follows with my real name and a promise to use only that. He adds a second promise. No gifts unless asked. 5:07 p.m. I leave the office. Late sun hits glass and brick. My phone pings four times in a row. He sends screenshots of a calendar with open blocks. He offers to hand me days to pick from. He marks each empty slot with stars. He adds a caption. Your pace sets the frame. I pocket the phone and take the train. 6:15 p.m. I unlock my door and step in. Low light. No flowers. Counter clear. I set the phone on the table and turn it face down. I stand at the window and watch the courtyard. A man walks a small dog. A kid tosses a ball. I breathe slow. 6:43 p.m. Another shift. He sends a paragraph with heat. He says I misread care as control. He says precision in daily life brings peace. He says my sheet and my notes poison that peace. He asks why I prefer to study love instead of feel it. He ends with a question mark and no space for my answer. I do not reply. 7:12 p.m. He posts a story on his feed. First frame shows a table with a glass and a book. The book sits square with the edge. He covers the corner with his thumb to hide the title. A line floats over the shot. Two words. Late light. I used those words last week under a river photo. He uses my font choice and my spacing. Next frame shows a door keypad close-up. His caption reads, "Trust matters." Third frame shows a pair of jackets on a hook. One shade matches a piece in my closet. He writes, "Pairs work when lines meet." He never used that style before we met. He learned it from my feed. I feel heat in my throat. I put the phone face down again and walk to the sink. 8:01 p.m. He sends a long text. He quotes two lines I used during the talk. He calls the quotes his own insight that came to him on the walk home. He adds a final line that hits like a thrown stone. I'm what you want. I learned you. I read it twice. I close the thread. 8:19 p.m. He tries a new move. He sends a photo of a legal pad with a neat list. Boundaries in block letters. Each point echoes words from my notes. No gifts without a yes. No late visits. No code guesses. No mirrors in clothing. No track repeats on drives. He draws empty boxes next to each line as if progress lives there. He draws a box under those boxes. Proof. He asks for a call to walk through the list. I lock the phone. 9:03 p.m. door camera ping. A figure passes the lens. Hoodie up. Shoulders like his. He stops near my mat and looks down. No box sits there. He bends to touch the corner of my doormat. He lifts it 1 inch and sets it down. He stands and places two fingers on my door handle. A light grip. No turn. He holds for 1 second. He drops his hand and leaves. I watch the clip twice. I save it to the folder with dates and times. I sit on the floor with my back to the door and breathe. 9:27 p.m. He sends a photo of a bench near the river. Empty. He writes about hollow seats and how rooms echo when one person steps away. He writes about work stress and wants me to say the word safe. He asks for it. He writes say safe, and I will sleep. I silence the thread for 8 hours. 10:11 p.m. I heat soup. I eat at the counter. I wash the bowl and set it to dry. I do not turn on music. I sit in the chair with lights off. I hold my phone without looking at the screen. Breath in. Breath out. I stay there until my shoulders drop. 11:04 p.m. A friend texts. She asks if I need a call. I type back two words. Quiet helps. She sends a heart. She adds, text me if anything changes. 11:31 p.m. His story updates again. A black frame with white text. He writes about growth and how some people fear it. He writes about grace for mistakes. He writes about how alignment saves time. He writes about the world outside and how noise breaks pairs in two. He ends with a line I wrote to him a month ago about sleep and peace. Same words. Same commas. He never quotes me. He lets followers assume his voice made those sentences. I watch views climb from names I know. I lock the phone and place it face down on the table. 12:06 a.m. Another door ping. Same figure returns. He stops at my door and freezes like someone who forgot why he walked a room. He tilts his head. He lifts his hand to the handle. He does not turn. He reaches down and pushes my package 2 inches closer to the door. The label shows my name in clear print. He looks up at the camera with a small smile that feels wrong. Then he leaves. My hands shake. I place the phone on the table and press my palms to wood. 12:22 a.m. buzz from my thread with him, even though I muted. He uses the call button. I let it ring to the end. He calls again. I reject the call. He leaves a voice note. He speaks in a low, soft tone. He says he is outside and wants to make sure no one took my package. He says he saw a man in the hall. He says he moved the box closer to keep it safe. He says he is going back up to his unit. He asks me to text when I open the box so his head will stop spinning. I do not reply. 12:41 a.m. I open the box in the kitchen. Dish soap. Paper towels. A small bag of coffee. I ordered all of it this morning. No gift inside. No note. I write the times in my notebook. I note his hand on the handle in a single line. I breathe. I place the box by the bin. 1:03 a.m. His story shows one more frame. A mirror selfie. He wears a jacket in a shade I told him I avoid. He writes, new color for a new way. He angles the shot, so a chair looks like mine in the corner. He blurs the edge where wall meets frame. He adds a song from a band I like. Not the four-note track. A deep cut. I used it once. He keeps volume low in the clip, so only people with that song in their head will catch it. I catch it. I close the app. I sleep late. I wake to light on the ceiling and the quiet sound of the fan. My phone holds 14 unread messages. He writes a good morning with a sun emoji. He writes a second line about coffee and a walk. He writes a third line about a bench by the water where we talked last month. He follows with a photo of an empty seat. He ends with a line about how he will wait there if I want to meet. I do not. 10:19 a.m. A new angle. He texts a photo of a printed page with bullet points. He titles it, Plan to Earn Trust. He writes steps with dates. He writes check-ins with times. He uses my phrases from chapter notes. He draws a small box beside each promise. He draws stars next to the boxes. He writes a line at the bottom. Proof beats talk. He wants praise for a system built from my words. I say nothing. 11:07 a.m. He texts my friend. She sends me a screenshot of his message. He writes a polite note about worry and asks if I slept. He frames it as care for my health. She replies with one sentence. Contact her only if invited. He replies with a heart and nothing else. She forwards me both messages. I thank her. I tell her I will be offline for a few hours. She writes, I am here. Noon. I take a long walk on a route with shops and dogs and kids on scooters. I buy nothing. I stop for 10 minutes on a bench. I look at a tree that drops light through leaves and small coins. I count my breaths. I check my phone once at the end. He wrote 3 more lines. He says the gallery talk stayed with him. He says he can meet any pace. He says he misses my face. I slip the phone into my pocket and walk home. 2:29 p.m. I post a photo of my kitchen table with a book and a glass of water. No geotag. No caption. I watch story views. His name appears first. His reply arrives in under 1 minute. A heart. Then a line. Empty tables hurt. I set the phone down. 3:12 p.m. He texts a confession dressed as growth. He writes about the keypad. He writes about the flowers. He writes about the box of wafers. He outlines each event in clean, simple lines. He admits each step. He ends by asking for a chance to prove change. He writes, 1 week at your pace to show you who I am. He writes my name 3 times in 1 paragraph. 4:05 p.m. His feed shows a new story. He records a short video where he sits by a window with low light on his face. He speaks to camera about pace and choice and respect. He borrows my language from the talk and my notes. He uses the word mirror once and frames it as a tool for empathy. He does not use my name. He wants praise from people who do not know the room he walked last night. 6:41 p.m. door camera ping. A courier drops a small package for an upstairs neighbor on my map by mistake. 10 minutes pass. He appears, picks it up, reads the label, and carries it upstairs. 2 minutes later he returns and crouches by my mat. He runs a finger along the edge where the door meets the frame. He looks at the keypad and smiles. Then he leaves. I log it. 7:20 p.m. He sends a line about dinner at his place. He writes that he picked a dish I like. He writes that he laid out plates on the table we set last week. He writes a second line when I do not reply. He asks if I want him to bring food to my door and leave it without a knock. I answer with 5 words. No food. No visits. No drop-ins. He replies, I hear you. 8:03 p.m. He tries a pivot. He writes about books. He asks for a title I recommend. I send none. He writes about a run. He logs his time and pace. He writes about a photo series he saw online. He calls the series mid, but says one frame hit hard. He sends a screenshot. The frame shows a person at a window with a plant on a sill. Angle matches my shot style. He adds 2 words. Felt familiar. I place the phone face down. 9:17 p.m. I switch lights off and sit on the floor with my back to the couch. Phone in my hand. Screen dark. Breath slow. I wait for my pulse to drop. It drops. I stand and lock the door again. I check the chain. I look through the peephole. Empty hall. I sit in the chair by the window and hold the phone without opening it. 10:09 p.m. He sends a last text for the night. He writes a line about a book he pulled from his shelf. He writes my line from last month about small rooms and calm air. Same order. Same stop marks. He adds a photo of a page where he underlined a sentence. He writes that he wants to talk tomorrow. He writes, pick a time and place. He ends with my name. I open notes and write a short plan for morning. 1 line to send. 1 place to meet if needed, in daylight, public, 10 minutes only. 1 friend on standby with the time and the spot. No story posts before or after. No geotags. No mention of the talk on feeds. I write my line for him in 12 words. No lists. No scripts. 1 request. Silence for a week. I fill a glass at the sink. I drink half. I turn off the tap. I place the glass on the counter. I walk to the door and press my ear to the wood. No sound. I walk back to the chair. I sit and hold the phone until my hand stops shaking. The night thins. Street noise fades. I do not sleep yet. I let each message fade from my head like rain on glass. 1 by 1. The apology. The flare. The list. The story copy. The handle touch. The package push. All logged. None answered. I speak 1 line into a memo, so I do not lose my own voice in the stack. Calm tone. Clean words. Silent hours broke into a flood. He tried to borrow my lines. He touched my door without permission. He staged proof for eyes on a screen. I end the memo. I save it with a date and time. I lie down on the couch. I pull the throw over my legs. I keep the phone on the table out of reach. Breath in. Breath out. Sleep comes in slow steps. Morning. 7:12 a.m. I wake to light at the edge of the blind. I check the camera log. No pings after midnight. Relief lands. I make coffee. I sit at the table and write the 12 words for him on a small card. I leave out extra. I leave out old scenes. I leave out any path that invites a loop. I hold the card to the light. I place it flat on the table. Phone buzz. His name on the screen. 1 message. Good morning and a question mark. I set the phone down. I breathe slow. I pick up the card and tap it against the table 3 times. Opening fact. Mirroring moves fastest when details sit in plain view. Tastes. Routes. Phrases. Wardrobe lines. A person copies, then presents those copies as shared soul. The copy lands smooth. Your body reads ease. Your calendar starts to match theirs. Here is how to spot it early and how to slow it without giving a playbook to anyone who seeks control. Mirroring types and tells. Taste mirroring. Food, music, movies, books. The echo arrives in the same order you named earlier in the week. Watch for a half-beat pause before agreement. Watch for a smile after you speak, then a near-copy reply with one word swapped. Routine mirroring. Gym hours, run loops, market trips, favorite seats. The person runs into you within short windows after posts or texts. Arrival repeats across spots linked to your daily life. Language mirroring. Your phrases reappear in text or speech, spacing included. Quotes lift from your captions or notes and return as their insight. Values mirroring. Stances match yours without detail. Answers feel polished. Fast alignment on big items without follow-up questions. Intimacy mirroring. Pet names before permission. Gifts without names. Future talk threaded into meals. Boundary tests framed as care. Cycle and escalation map. Step 1, agreement flood. Every choice matches yours. Same order. Same tone. Step 2, pace pressure. Daily plans slide toward shared calendars. Quality time pulls you from friends. Step 3, gift surge. Flowers at the mat. Food at the door. Notes with pet names. No request first. Step 4, boundary tests. Late knocks. Door handle touches. Code guesses framed as jokes. Unasked photos and posts that mirror your style. Step 5, push-pull. Apologies, hearts, lists of promises. Then public posts that borrow your words. Then fresh pressure to meet. Your defense kit. Goal. Protect choice and pace without turning life into a siege. No tactics for harm. Only steps for safety and clarity. A 7-day log for patterns. Set up one sheet with these fields. Date. A post time and type, or no post day. Story view time. First reply time. Arrival within 2 hours, yes or no. Place tied to the post, if any. Door camera pings near those times. Notes in plain words. Rules for the log. Enter raw times only. No labels like creepy or fine. Mark anything under 5 minutes between post and first reply. Mark any arrival near tag spots. Flag any door ping within 2 hours after a post. Add days with silence to test base rate. Result after a week. You will see clusters. Fast replies tied to posts with place hints. You will see quieter days when no posts go out. You will see whether unplanned arrivals still occur when feeds stay quiet. B. Timestamp method for private signals. Use voice memos or a small notebook. Speak or write simple seeds for your own record. Do not announce them. Example entries. Monday 9:12 p.m. Plan to mention an old song on Friday if needed. Wednesday 8:40 a.m. Plant no detail today. You are not baiting. You are creating anchors for memory. When an echo appears without your prompt, the timestamp keeps you honest with yourself. C. Baseline friend check. Pick one person who knows you're normal. Set a weekly call. Share 3 items only. One event that fell off with times. One boundary you held. One plan for the next 7 days that protects pace. Your friend's job is narrow. Reflect tone. Ask whether you felt free. Hold you to your plan. No debates about motives. D. Boundary scripts. Short lines. Present tense. No essays. No defense speeches. Memorize 6. No visits without a yes from me first. Use my name. No gifts at my door. No surprise drop-ins. Meet only on agreed times. Do not touch my lock. I pick one night each week for myself. It stays off limits. Delivery rules. Say the line once. If the person argues, repeat the line once more. If push continues, pause the visit or end the call. E. Pace control. Use 2 tools. Delay posts by 6 to 24 hours. Set a routine where photos go up after the fact. Leave geotags off for home and daily routes. Share the river after you return, not while you watch it. Set a no-plan window each week. Choose a night. Write it in ink. Tell your friend and the person you date. Examples. Wednesdays stay mine. Sundays noon to 6 stay open. Treat this as sleep or work. Non-negotiable. F. Home and door safety. Change the code if anyone touched the pad. A remove spare keys from obvious spots. Angle the door camera at waist height to catch hands near the handle. Keep a small wedge by the door for nights alone. Tell one neighbor you trust to text you if someone waits near your mat. G, digital hygiene. Turn off location sharing in chat apps unless a plan needs it. Prune followers to people you know offline. Archive story highlights that show routines. Use strong passwords and two-factor on email and social accounts. Review shared albums and calendars for surprise guests. H, calm body signals. Your body speaks first. Track 3 signals. Breath rises into the chest during certain asks. Shoulders lift near the door or the phone. Jaw tightens while reading a thread. Note time and trigger. If these signals stack around one person, treat that as data. You do not need a debate to honor your own sensors. What to say when pressure arrives. Case 1. Pressure to skip a friend plan. Line. I keep this plan. I will see you another day. Case 2. Pressure to post or share live locations. Line. I post after. No live shares. Case 3. Gifts arrive without a name. Line at the door with the giver present. No unasked gifts. Take these with you. If items sit at your mat without a person present, bring them inside for safety, then message. Do not leave items at my door. Case 4. Door handle tests or code guesses. Line. Do not touch my lock. This ended the moment your hand hit the pad. Action log time. Change code. Inform building staff. Tell your friend. No late night talks about intent. Case 5. Public framing or posts that borrow your lines. Line in private. Do not quote my words as your insight. Stop using my phrases. Action if posts escalate. Limit who sees your stories. Set your account to private for a month. Screen new follow requests with care. When to seek outside help. Building staff. Use for repeated late visits, door handle tests, or loitering near entries. Ask for a note on file. Provide times and clips. Ask them to alert security to watch your floor. Non-emergency police line. Use for repeated uninvited contact that causes fear. Prepare. A one-page timeline with dates and times. Screenshots of messages. Door camera clips. A short list of witnesses who saw drop-ins or waits. Ask how to file an incident report. Keep a copy. You are not overreacting. You are creating a record. Protective order. If threshold is met. Key elements often include unwanted contact, pattern, and fear. Laws differ by place. A legal aid clinic or advocacy group will walk you through forms and next steps. Bring logs, screenshots, and any staff notes. If unsure, call an advocate line and describe events in plain words. Keep future contact in public spaces while you sort options. Meeting rules during a reset. If you choose to meet for a talk after conflict, set these terms. A daylight, public, 10 minutes, short script. Arrive and leave on your own. No rides, no walks home. One friend on standby with the time and spot. And no new topics outside the narrow goal. End on time even if the other person starts a fresh story. How to write a short script for a reset. Use 12 to 20 words. No lists. One request. Examples. No drop-ins for 1 week. We text for plans. No gifts or notes. Respect the door. 1 week of no contact. I will message if I want to resume. Do not argue finer points. State the line. End the meet. Log the outcome. How to tell if change holds. Look for these 3 signs over 2 weeks. And no late pings at your door. Replies slow to a normal pace without prompting. Plans respect your no-plan window without push. If any of these fail more than once, treat the pattern as present. You are not required to repeat your line more than twice. Silence is an answer as well. Missed calls equal data. What to keep and what to throw away. Keep. A logs with times. Clips with hands near your handle. Screenshots of borrowed phrases, public posts, and mirrored photos. A notes from staff or neighbors. Throw away. A gifts that arrive without consent. A notes without your name. Printed lists from the other person that promise progress. These lists often recycle your own words. Your internal checklist. Daily. Breathe and scan your body once in the morning and once at night. A check locks and code. A post with delay. Send one check-in to your friend if anything odd occurs. Weekly. Hold your night in ink. Update your log. Review cameras for the days you posted. Clean your follow list. A reset passwords every 3 months. Scripts for friends who want to help. Give them lines so support stays simple. To you. I hear you. You set the pace. I back your plan. Want me on the phone while you check the hall? want me to sit with you during a call to staff. To the other person, if contact routes through a friend. Contact goes to her only if invited. Do not discuss her plans with me. Signs the mirror aims for control, not closeness. Copy appears before you name a preference. Arrival lines up with posts over and over. A gifts feel like refunds for your no. Pet names replace your name after you asked for your name. A locks draw hands. Codes draw guesses. Friends draw blame. Scripts for exit. Use one. Keep it short. This connection does not work for me. Do not contact me. Stop all visits and messages. I will not reply. Further contact goes through legal channels. Send once by text or email so you have a record. Block after you send. Tell your friend the time you sent it. Log any new attempts. What to expect after a hard line. Possible moves from the other person. Message flood with mixed tones. A public posts that echo your style. A door presence without knocks. Third-party contact framed as care. A soft return to old mirrors. Your responses stay the same. No replies. A save and log. A tell your ally if any visit occurs. A follow your safety plan. A short note on self-talk. Use clear phrases with no judgment. My senses read the room. I keep my own pace. I do not need to prove pain to earn space. I set lines once and I keep them. Quick checklist. Build a 7-day log with times. Set one no-plan window each week. A delay posts and strip geotags. Memorize 6 boundary lines. A change codes after any touch. Alert staff for repeated visits. Share a narrow plan with one friend. Keep evidence. Discard gifts. Use a short exit script if needed. Arrest. Eat. Walk in light. Sleep with the phone on mute. A turn off location sharing in chat apps unless a plan needs it. Prune followers to people you know offline. Archive story highlights that show routines. Use strong passwords and two-factor on email and social accounts. A review shared albums and calendars for surprise guests. H.com body signals. Your body speaks first. Track 3 signals. Breath rises into the chest during certain asks. Shoulders lift near the door or the phone. Jaw tightens while reading a thread. Note time and trigger. If these signals stack around one person, treat that as data. You do not need a debate to honor your own sensors. What to say when pressure arrives. Case 1. Pressure to skip a friend plan. Line. I keep this plan. I will see you another day. Case 2. Pressure to post or share live locations. Line. I post after. No live shares. Case 3. Gifts arrive without a name. Line at the door with the giver present. No unasked gifts. Take these with you. If items sit at your mat without a person present, bring them inside for safety, then message. Do not leave items at my door. Case 4. Door handle tests or code guesses. Line. Do not touch my lock. This ended the moment your hand hit the pad. Action log time. Change code. Inform building staff. Tell your friend. No late night talks about intent. Case 5. Public framing or posts that borrow your lines. Line in private. Do not quote my words as your insight. Stop using my phrases. Action if posts escalate. Limit who sees your stories. Set your account to private for a month. Screen new follow requests with care. When to seek outside help. Building staff. Use for repeated late visits, door handle tests, or loitering near entries. Ask for a note on file. Provide times and clips. Ask them to alert security to watch your floor. Non-emergency police line. Use for repeated uninvited contact that causes fear. Prepare. A one-page timeline with dates and times. A screenshots of messages. A door camera clips. A short list of witnesses who saw drop-ins or waits. Ask how to file an incident report. Keep a copy. You are not overreacting. You are creating a record. Protective order. If threshold is met. Key elements often include unwanted contact, pattern, and fear. Laws differ by place. A legal aid clinic or advocacy group will walk you through forms and next steps. Bring logs, screenshots, and any staff notes. If unsure, call an advocate line and describe events in plain words. Keep future contact in public spaces while you sort options. Meeting rules during a reset. If you choose to meet for a talk after conflict, set these terms. A daylight, public, 10 minutes, short script. Arrive and leave on your own. No rides, no walks home. One friend on standby with the time and spot. And no new topics outside the narrow goal. End on time even if the other person starts a fresh story. How to write a short script for a reset. Use 12 to 20 words. No lists. One request. Examples. No drop-ins for 1 week. We text for plans. No gifts or notes. Respect the door. 1 week of no contact. I will message if I want to resume. Do not argue finer points. State the line. End the meet. Log the outcome. How to tell if change holds. Look for these 3 signs over 2 weeks. And no late pings at your door. Replies slow to a normal pace without prompting. Plans respect your no plan window without push. If any of these fail more than once, treat the pattern as present. You are not required to repeat your line more than twice. Silence is an answer as well. Missed calls equal data. What to keep and what to throw away. Keep. A logs with times. Clips with hands near your handle. Screenshots of borrowed phrases, public posts, and mirrored photos. A notes from staff or neighbors. Throw away. A gifts that arrive without consent. A notes without your name. Printed lists from the other person that promise progress. These lists often recycle your own words. Your internal checklist. Daily. Breathe and scan your body once in the morning and once at night. A check locks in code. A post with delay. Send one check-in to your friend if anything odd occurs. Weekly. Hold your night in ink. Update your log. Review cameras for the days you posted. Clean your follow list. A reset passwords every 3 months. Scripts for friends who want to help. Give them lines so support stays simple. To you. I hear you. You set the pace. I back your plan. Want me on the phone while you check the hall. Want me to sit with you during a call to staff. To the other person, if contact routes through a friend. Contact goes to her only if invited. Do not discuss her plans with me. Signs the mirror aims for control, not closeness. Copy appears before you name a preference. Arrival lines up with posts over and over. A gifts feel like refunds for your no. Pet names replace your name after you asked for your name. A locks draw hands. Codes draw guesses. Friends draw blame. Scripts for exit. Use one. Keep it short. This connection does not work for me. Do not contact me. Stop all visits and messages. I will not reply. Further contact goes through legal channels. Send once by text or email so you have a record. Block after you send. Tell your friend the time you sent it. Log any new attempts. What to expect after a hard line. Possible moves from the other person. Message flood with mixed tones. A public posts that echo your style. A door presence without knocks. Third-party contact framed as care. A soft return to old mirrors. Your responses stay the same. No replies. A save and log. A tell your ally if any visit occurs. A follow your safety plan. A short note on self-talk. Use clear phrases with no judgment. My senses read the room. I keep my own pace. I do not need to prove pain to earn space. I set lines once and I keep them. Quick checklist. Build a 7-day log with times. Set one no-plan window each week. A delay posts and strip geotags. Memorize 6 boundary lines. A change codes after any touch. Alert staff for repeated visits. Share a narrow plan with one friend. Keep evidence. Discard gifts. Use a short exit script if needed. Arrest. Eat. Walk in light. Sleep with the phone on mute. 7:04 a.m. I clear the table. Laptop open. Printer on. Folders ready. I stack paper by type. Screenshots. Message logs. Door clips. A timeline in 1 line per event. I label tabs with a marker. Posts. Replies. Arrivals. Door. Calls. I line a thumb drive beside the stack. 7:16 a.m. I pull dates from the sheet. No stories. No feelings. Only time. I print a 1-page index for quick scan. I number each page in black ink. I tape small flags on 3 items I will reference first. I breathe. I keep pace with my plan. 7:23 a.m. The first set holds chat screenshots with full time stamps. I crop nothing. I draw a thin box around 2 messages where phrases mirror mine. I add a margin note. Lifted line. I mark the evening where he typed the sentence about learning me. I print and place both pages under messages. 7:34 a.m. The second set holds door camera stills. I export frames with hands near the handle. I pull stills of late visits with no knock. I export a short clip index with times to match the stills. I set these under door. 7:49 a.m. The third set holds posts and replies. I print captions with date and hour. I paste a small strip under each with first reply time. I add a column for arrival within 2 hours. Yes or no. I highlight two rows where a reply and a sighting align tight. I place this under posts. 8:02 a.m. The fourth set holds the drive night. The page shows a memo title with the date and time I logged the plan. It shows a short note on the hook he played that night. Below sits a still of the car screen with the time stamp in the corner. Dates align. Times align. I place this under timeline. 8:19 a.m. The fifth set holds the wafer morning. I do not print photos of cookies. I print the index page with seed time and response time. 7 minutes. I add a note that the box arrived with breakfast. I keep it plain. I place this under timeline. 8:28 a.m. The sixth set holds the keypad night. I print a still of fingers near the pad. I print my own message after, where I named the line. Do not touch my lock. I place both under door. 8:39 a.m. A deep breath. I stack the sets under their tabs. I slide the pages into a thin binder. I write a title on the spine, month, and my unit number. I fill a small envelope with the thumb drive and label it with the same date. I pack both into my tote with a pen and a pad. 8:51 a.m. group chat with the two friends. I write a short note. Meeting today with building staff to log concerns. I give time and office location in the lobby. I ask for one witness in person, one on standby by phone. Both reply in under a minute. One says she will meet me at 12:20 by the front desk. The other says she will stay near her phone and record times of calls if any arrive. 9:07 a.m. I email the building office to request a sit-down for a log. I include my unit number and a sentence on the goal. Calm documentation. No accusation. They reply at 9:19 with a slot at 12:30. They ask me to bring any dates and times I want on file. I reply with a yes and add my phone number. 9:51 a.m. I print one more page. A short summary with two columns. Date on the left. Entry on the right in 10 words or less. No labels. No color. I slide it into the binder front pocket. I check the spine title again. It reads clean. 10:23 a.m. I call my friend with the quick read. I give her the time and place. I outline the plan in 3 steps. Give the binder to staff. Ask for a note on file. Ask for camera retention on hall footage that matches my times. She says she will wait in a cafe 1 block away. She will walk in if I text a word we choose. I pick a word and text it to her. She repeats it back. I breathe easier. 11:06 a.m. I eat toast and an egg. I drink water. I pack tissues for hands that shake. I put the notebook in my tote. I check the door. I lock it and walk to the elevator. 11:28 a.m. Lobby sits quiet. A plant by the window. A guard at a desk. I sit on a bench and watch the entry. I scan faces without staring. A neighbor waves. I wave back. My phone buzzes with a text from him. Good afternoon with a sun emoji. I let it sit. 12:18 p.m. My friend arrives on time. She hugs me quick. No questions. She sits beside me. We look at the wall art to kill minutes. She taps my knee once. She says I am not overreacting. Then silence again. We stand when the office door opens. 12:30 p.m. The property manager greets us in a small room with 2 chairs and a table. He smiles in a professional way. He asks for my unit number. I give it. He explains their process. They keep notes on file and escalate if patterns rise. He does not rush my setup. I place the binder on the table. I keep my hands still. I open to the first tab. I do not narrate every line. I use the summary page. I speak clear and slow. Here is the record. Here is the pattern. I place the binder so he sees the index. I point to times where door clips match late visits. I point to the keypad still with wrong tones. I point to 3 dates where he waited near my mat and left without a knock. I add 2 dates where he moved a parcel that did not belong to him. I end with the night where I spoke my line at the gallery. He asks 1 question at a time. He asks whether I share a unit with the person. I say no. He asks if he lives in the twin building. I say yes. He asks if any direct threats landed. I say no. I add that fear rose on nights with door pings and no message. He writes this in his words on a form. He asks for times. I give specific timestamps. He reads each back and repeats them into his notes. he asks for permission to flag both unit numbers for courtesy checks if late visits continue. I say yes. He offers to note my request for camera retention for a short window. I give the date range. He writes it into the form and reads the exact times back. His tone stays even. My friend sits beside me with her phone dark. He asks for copies. I slide the thumb drive across the table. He sets it aside and writes a receipt number on a small sheet. He passes me the sheet. He places a copy in the folder. He gives me a copy of the incident form with an internal case ID in the corner. He reads the ID out loud. I write it on my pad. He explains what happens next. Staff will alert security to walk the hall during peak hours this week. The manager will email me once the retention request lands in the system. If any fresh event occurs at the door, I should call the desk and give the case ID first. He looks at my face to check for comprehension. I nod once. My voice holds steady. I ask a single follow-up. I ask for a note in the file instructing couriers to avoid stacking deliveries at my unit. He agrees and writes it while we sit. He asks whether I want him to reach out to the other resident. I pause. I say not yet. I say I prefer a note on the file first and a response plan for late visits. He nods. He places both hands on the table in an open way. He thanks me for clear records. He stands. We stand. We shake hands. I pick up the binder and place it in the tote. We step back into the lobby. My friend and I stand near the window for a minute. Sun slides across the floor. I feel a small drop in my shoulders. 12:56 p.m. outside, we sit on a low wall. I text a photo of the case ID to the friend on standby. She replies with a heart and the timestamp. I open our three-person thread and write a short line. Filed. Case ID in the photo above. If a late visit happens, I will call the desk and then text here. 1:04 p.m. We agree on witness roles. If a message flood arrives tied to a door ping, friend A will write the times in the thread. If I go quiet after a late ping, friend B will call me within 5 minutes. If no answer, she will call the desk using the case ID and ask for a check on my floor. Both type back the plan in their own words so we leave no gaps. 1:12 p.m. A new thread opens with my two friends and one neighbor from my floor who offered help once. I ask if she wants to be looped for daytime only. She says yes. I share the case ID and the building office phone number. She asks for a code word text if I need a knock from a known face. I pick one and send it now. She repeats it back to lock it in. 1:23 p.m. I open my notes app. I copy the summary page into a fresh document titled for this month. I share it with friend A and friend B only. I keep the binder with me for now. I mark two dates on my paper calendar to follow up on the retention request and the case status. 1:41 p.m. We walk to a cafe with seats by the window. We sit and eat simple food. We say little. My friend watches my hands settle around a cup. She does not pull the talk back into old scenes. She asks two questions. Is there anything else for today? Do you want company this evening? I say I want a quiet night. She nods. She stands and squeezes my shoulder. 2:07 p.m. I send a short email to myself with the case ID in the subject and the office note in the body. I blind copy the friend who sat beside me. I attach the index page from the binder as a PDF. I write one sentence in the email. If I need this later, the time sits here. 2:31 p.m. I walk back to the building. I stop at the desk and thank the guard. He nods and says the case ID sits in the log already. He points to a monitor where the system shows an alert next to my unit. He says staff will make rounds in the evening. 2:44 p.m. In the elevator, I check the group chat. Both friends have pinned the case ID and the office number. They set the thread to alerts on high. They change the name of the thread to include my unit and the code word. I feel my chest unlock an inch. 3:03 p.m. I put the binder on my table. I place the thumb drive receipt next to it. I take a photo of both for my own records. I email the photo to myself with the same subject tag as before. I file the binder in a drawer with a label. I do not hide it. I want quick access if needed. 3:17 p.m. I text him one line in our thread. A courtesy message only. I filed a log with building staff about late visits at my door. No drop-ins. No gifts. I include nothing else. I do not invite a reply. I set the thread back to mute. 3:36 p.m. He replies in 7 minutes. He says he understands. He says he respects my steps. He uses my name. He asks for a chance to meet to talk through how to support. I do not answer. This chapter holds no new scene with him. 3:52 p.m. I open my camera app. I set a live photo of my entry as my lock screen. Clear view of the mat and the keypad. Case ID on a sticky on the door frame. A visual cue for me. No posts. 4:09 p.m. I write a list for tomorrow. Groceries. Laundry. A slow run. A call with my mom. A follow-up to ask the office about footage once their system update runs overnight. I set alarms for the call and the follow-up. 4:28 p.m. I sit in the chair and run one more internal check. Binder built. Office visit done. Friends looped to support in stated ways. No public posts about any of this. No education lines here. No final scene today. 5:11 p.m. group chat pings with a new message. Friend A volunteers to walk me from the train on my next late night. Friend B offers to hang for an hour on Wednesday and read while I cook. Both say they will log times for anything odd without comment. I thank them. I state one rule for the thread. Data first. Feelings after. 5:37 p.m. I call the office line to confirm my email on the case. A staffer reads my address back and says the file shows my binder items received. She gives a projected date for the retention check. 2 business days. I write the date down. 6:02 p.m. I tidy the table. I put the pad away. I leave the binder in the drawer and stop touching it. Physical tasks help. I sweep the floor. I wipe the counter. I water the plant once. I eat a simple bowl and wash the dish. 6:41 p.m. The door camera pings once. A courier leaves a package for a neighbor. I log nothing. I let the clip pass. I keep my breath slow. 7:14 p.m. He posts a story with a photo of a calm room. A chair by a window. A plant on a sill. He writes a line about learning to give space. He tags no one. He sends me a copy with a heart. I do not answer. I note the time on a sticky and place it on the pad. It belongs with the case if his posts frame the talk. I do not print tonight. 8:03 p.m. I sit on the floor with my back to the couch. I listen to the building. Water in pipes. Steps above. A laugh in the hall far away. Phone dark. Lights low. 8:29 p.m. My friend texts a simple line. Proud of you for keeping it plain. She adds, food at mine on Thursday if you want quiet company. I send a heart and a yes. 9:11 p.m. I check locks. I check the chain. I place the phone face down on the table. I leave the blinds closed. I keep the room simple. 9:37 p.m. I think about what this chapter needed and what it did not need. No lessons. No long talks. No exits. Only paper dates, a room with a table, a staffer with a form, and friends who hold a thread. 10:02 p.m. I lie down. I breathe steady. I speak no lines into the dark. I let the day file itself in my mind next to the binder in the drawer. 7:58 a.m. I hold a card with 12 words. I read them once. I text the same line and place the card in a drawer. No contact for 7 days. I alone choose if we resume later. 8:03 a.m. Read receipt appears. No reply. I turn the thread to mute. I set the phone face down. 8:17 a.m. Email from the office lands. Case ID confirmed. Hall footage holds through Friday. Courtesy rounds start tonight. I file the message in a folder with the binder name. 9:02 a.m. Work. Coffee. Calls. Phone in a drawer. My shoulders rest where they should. Breath low and even. 11:31 a.m. First test. A text from an unknown number. A photo of a river bench. The caption reads, think of your spot. I take a screenshot and forward it to the thread with friends. We add the time to the list. I block the number. 1:12 p.m. He tries another route. A message shows up in my email from a new address with his name in the body. He writes 3 lines about growth and respect. He asks for a single check mark back. I file it under the case folder and set a filter. Future messages go to archive with the tag. 4:06 p.m. The building desk calls to ask about a delivery note on file. I approve the flag that stops couriers from stacking items at my door. I thank them by name. I write the time in my notebook. 6:22 p.m. Door camera ping. A neighbor drops a package on her own mat and waves toward mine by mistake. No problem. I log nothing. I eat a simple bowl and read. 9:41 p.m. A knock comes soft and slow. 3 beats with long gaps. I check the camera feed. a woman from upstairs stands in frame with a flyer for a community event. No link to him. I open the door a crack and take the flyer. I thank her. I breathe out and let the quiet return. Day 2. 7:11 a.m. I run a short loop. I switch routes, so I join the path later. I keep my phone on airplane mode. I pass two dogs and a man who skates slow with headphones. No familiar faces. I feel light. 10:09 a.m. My friend with the quick read calls. We run our script. 3 items. 1 odd event. 1 boundary held. 1 plan for the week. I state each in 1 sentence. She repeats them back. We hang up. 12:37 p.m. He tries a third path. A neighbor knocks to return a misdelivered envelope slipped under her door. No stamp. My name on the front in his hand. I thank her and say I did not ask for it. She nods. I open it inside. A list of promises, with boxes to tick. I slide the paper into the binder. I add a flag and write the time. 2:04 p.m. I change my door code. I enter the new numbers twice. I place a new sticky with the case ID on the frame. I stand still and breathe. 4:19 p.m. Text from the office. Courtesy round complete on my floor. No issues. They will repeat at 10. I reply with thanks. 6:05 p.m. A friend meets me at the train. We walk to my building and talk about her week. We do not talk about him. We reach the lobby. The guard nods. We ride up. No one in the hall. She hugs me and leaves. Night passes without pings. Day 3. 8:03 a.m. I sit at the table with the notebook. I add a small rule. Any workday visit without a plan makes a call to the desk. No exceptions. I write it on a card and tape it inside a cabinet. 10:52 a.m. A group thread message arrives from a person in his circle. The question reads, "Are you too good?" I reply with one line. Direct any questions to him. I block the number and file a screenshot in the folder. 12:09 p.m. He posts a story with a light quote about patience on a black frame. No name. No tag. I take a screenshot and file it. I do not watch any other frames. 3:41 p.m. Office email. Footage retention extended by a week. Case updated. I save the PDF to the folder. I add the time to the index page in the binder. 5:17 p.m. A small envelope sits on my mat when I get home. The camera shows a courier delivered it. The label shows a return address with a unit in the twin. Inside sits a gift card with no brand and no name. I slip it into the binder. I forward the still to the office and ask them to note, no gifts slid under doors. 7:02 p.m. I text my two friends. I write dinner at mine 8. They arrive on time with bread and a small salad. We eat. We play a low album. We keep our phones in a bowl by the door. We log nothing. We laugh once hard. The laugh rings clean. Day 4. 9:18 a.m. A long email from him lands. Same subject line. New address. He writes about silence as punishment. He writes about how good pairs stay in touch. He uses phrases from my past captions. I forward the message to the case folder and add one note. Pattern of new addresses. No reply. 11:33 a.m. The desk calls. A person asked for my floor at the front door without a name. Security did not allow entry. They logged the time and refused the ask. My chest warms with relief. I thank them. I write the time. 2:44 p.m. I stand in the laundry room with a book. Two machines hum. A woman I do not know enters with a basket. She asks if my unit sits across from the courtyard. I say yes. She hands me a folded note she found on the floor near the mailboxes. My name appears on the front. I take it and say thank you. Inside sits a short line in his hand. 7 days break hearts. I drop it into the trash in front of her and say wrong box. She nods and smiles, then loads her wash. 5:26 p.m. I attend a small class in the building common room. 10 neighbors sit around a table while someone teaches a simple skill. Fresh faces. Light talk. I introduce myself with first name only. I do not stay long after. I wave goodbye and leave through a side door. 9:12 p.m. Friend calls. We set a checkpoint for Saturday morning. She will ring me at 9 from the cafe nearby. If I do not pick up, she calls the desk with the case ID. Both of us repeat the plan. Day 5. 7:07 a.m. I wake from a deep sleep. No pings overnight. I cook breakfast. I water the plant. I fold laundry. I read in the chair. A slow morning. 12:51 p.m. a text from a long number arrives. It carries a photo of a table in a restaurant with two plates. The caption reads, "A seat waits." The plate shape matches a place on Birch. He knows my taste for the corner table. I do not go. I file it. I lock the thread. 3:22 p.m. office calls. They ask for a time window to pull clips from last week. I give exact hours. They say they will add stills to the case and send a receipt once done. I thank them. 6:38 p.m. I walk past the twin entry. He stands inside the glass on his phone. He sees me and lifts a hand. I lower my eyes and keep moving. He stays inside. He does not step out. 8:41 p.m. My phone buzzes. Short line from him. I will wait for you to reach out. It lands clean. I let it sit. Day 6. 9 a.m. My friend calls on time from the cafe. I answer on the first ring. We both smile into the line. We hang up. 11:14 a.m. I sit with a neighbor in the courtyard and drink water. She tells a story about her kid's school project. I listen and nod. I do not talk about my case. We watch a dog play fetch. The dog misses twice and then nails it. We clap once each and grin. 1:26 p.m. A message arrives from him with a short line. No gift drops. No knocks. Respect sits first. He adds my name. I file it and return to my book. 4:03 p.m. He tries one more pull. A message rides in from a friend of his through a group chat I forgot. The friend writes about an art opening we plan to attend. I leave the chat. 7:55 p.m. I cook pasta, eat, wash the pan, and wipe the counter. I lock the door and set the chain. I place the phone face down. I sit in the chair until the room feels like mine again. Day 7. 8:06 a.m. I wake with light in the room and peace in my chest. I brew coffee. I watch steam rise. I stand by the window and look out. A runner passes. A couple carries a paper bag. A bike rolls along the curb. 9:14 a.m. Email from the office with a short line. Stills saved. Case updated. I print the message and slide it under the door tab. I feel the binder's weight and then forget it until needed. 11:03 a.m. I take a short walk with a small list in my pocket. Eggs. Cilantro. Soap. I buy each and head home. He does not appear. My shoulders stay low. 1:27 p.m. I pull the card with the 12 words from the drawer. I place it on the table. I read the line again. I feel each word land. I slide the card back. 3:18 p.m. A message from him arrives. No push. No future talk. He writes one line and stops. I will wait for your decision. I let it sit unattended. Silence is a decision too. I keep my week clean. 6:41 p.m. I call my friend. I tell her I held the line each day. She says good. She asks if I slept. I say yes. She says to eat. I say I ate. 8:12 p.m. I write 3 facts on one page. No late pings after round 2. No drop-ins after the desk call. New addresses arrived and were blocked. I add the dates. I fold the page and place it with the binder. 9:03 p.m. I stand at the door and touch the new code pad. My hand stays steady. I check both locks. I set the wedge. I breathe. 9:37 p.m. I sit in the chair and open the window 2 inches. Night air slides in. A car passes slow. A person laughs on the sidewalk and keeps walking. I feel my name sit back where it belongs.